I'm tired, I'm worn, my heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes, I've let my hope fail, my soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
There is no distance. I cannot be. be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. I'll be your shelter, I'll be your armor. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you.
Very beautiful song. We're living in some troubled times, but in Deuteronomy, I can't even speak right, 31:8, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. Psalms 23 says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalms 145:18, the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. Isaiah 41:10, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am God, and I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you may have trouble, but take heart, I will overcome the world. 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed; perplexed, but not in despair; persecuted, but not abandoned; struck down, but not destroyed. See, there's some really good words of encouragement in that book that some folks out there don't think very highly of. And it goes on when you talk about faith and hope. You're listening to the Hope Show, by the way. Beverly's out with her church friends today, hopefully having a wonderful day with them. And this is things that needs to be done out there. You know, she not only busy whenever she's doing a radio show, but she's busy whenever the world is going on out there. Taking care of grandbabies and taking care of those in need. She's a really good-hearted soul, always busy and very loving. And she's I'm a lucky man to have her in my life. Psalms 118:5, out of my distress I call on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. Isaiah 43:19, see, I am doing a new thing, now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I make a way in the wilderness and a stream in the wasteland. Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Romans 15:13. May God of hope fill you with all the joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may be abound in hope. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for as assurance about what we do not see. James 1:12. Blessed is the one who perceives under the trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. See, I tell you, it just it goes on and on. If you know what you're looking for in there, you'd be surprised what you could find. There's stories in there. There's parables in there that Jesus spoke that talked about good things. Excuse me, I got a little bit emotional there for a second. I wonder what happened to that. That's because when you're overfilled with the glory of God, it's a wonderful thing. Psalms 86:5 says, "You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you." Isn't that wonderful? Proverbs 28:13. Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but those who confess and renounce them finds mercy. Forgiveness, you know. Matthew 6:12. Forgiveness. Forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors. You know, we just go through life and try to, you know, seem to hold a grudge on things that aren't really that important in the grand scheme of things. 2 Corinthians, all this is from God, who reconciled us to him through the Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, and though God were making his appeal through us, we implore you, Christ's behalf, be reconciled in God. You know, it's there's a lot of wonderful stuff in that book. There's some things that some folks out there just don't seem to understand, but you always have God to fall back on. He's never left you. You know, go read that Footprints song, that Footprints poem. It's pretty amazing. The person in the poem was thinking that they were only by themselves, and that was through to troubled times, and that was when Jesus was carrying them through those hard times. Anyway, stay tuned. You're listening to The Hope Show. here we go again. Anyway, you know, like I said earlier, this world is going through a bit of times right now. But in 1 Peter 5:8 it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is roaring as a roaring lion, walk about seeking whom he may devour." You know, that's a pretty scary thing, don't it? You know, Ephesians talks about, "And walk in love as Christ also hath us and hath given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." You know, sometimes I read these Bible verses and they don't seem to make a lot of sense to me. I don't understand. You know, but then I think about all of it. I think about whenever things are getting hard. I think, how are we gonna be able to get through this world and be loving individuals and not succumb to being angry and upset and frustrated and fearful all the time? And then one stands out in my mind. It's Romans 8:31. Let me see if I can get this right the first time. In the King James Version of the Bible, it says, "What shall we then say these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" If you got God on your side, you don't got to worry about all that stuff. You got to be ever vigilant so that you can protect yourselves and your family and live life and all that. But in the grand scheme of things, you don't have to fear that of the devil, that of darkness. You know, when we walk through that valley of the shadow of death, we should fear no evil, is what the book told us. "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he has trusted in thee." Isaiah 26:3. Isaiah 40:31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Isn't that pretty amazing? One day that when we go home with our Lord and Savior, that things aren't going to be like they are down here. So this is just a passing thing. Kind of a learning experience, I guess. Isaiah 41:10. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee and with the right hand of my righteousness." That God ain't never left us. He ain't never going to leave us. You know, he won't force us upon him. We have to choose. But the thing about it is, he ain't never went back on his word. He's still with us at all times, every single day. Even through the trials and tribulations, when you think that you've been forsaken, it will never forsake you. One thing God doesn't do is he don't tell lies. If he tells you he's going to be there with you, he's going to be there with you. Let's listen to this. Friend Stephen Gibbons in the chat room is amazing. Did it once again. Not only found the poem Footprints, but also found this amazing verse from Matthew 10:16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise to shepherds, wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Pretty amazing. Sorry, I almost messed that one up, but that's a really good one. Anyway, one night I dreamed a dream as I was walking along the beach with my Lord across the dark sky flashes scenes of my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back and at the footprints and in the sand, I noticed that at many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. This really troubled me, so I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the way, but I noticed during the saddest and most troubled times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I do not understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. He whispered, my precious child, I love you and will never leave you. Never ever during your trials and testings. Well, when you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. Wow. Amazing and true at the same time. I tell you folks, it's a wonderful, wonderful world whenever you got Jesus in your heart. When you seek the face of God, you know. Let me see if I can find that verse right there. I put it on the podcast page. So let me grab that one real quick because I love this one. It's really amazing. Give me just a second here. I gotta scroll up. Because my friend Chris, he talked to me a couple times about the armor of God whenever things were going a little rough and things seemed to be a little too harsh to handle, so to speak. He reminded me of the armor of God, and in Ephesians 6:12, King James Version, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in this evil day, and have done all to stand. And then to get to the verse that I want in 2 Chronicles 7:14, King James Version, he said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. That's what I'm rooting for. That's the outcome I want to see for the world. You know, they say that as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Excuse me. It'll be glorious to look up and see Jesus with his army of angels. It'll be amazing. But God gave us all the tools necessary to take care of one another. He told us to love each other like he loved us. He told us to take care of one another. That's what we should be doing. So, don't be afraid. Don't worry about all this crazy stuff going on in life. Keep your eyes awake, eyes and ears wide open. Keep each other safe. Do everything you can to share a good message of hope during times. You know, it said there'd be wars and rumors of wars, plagues and famines and pestilence in the last days. Still told us not to worry. Because if God is with you, who can stand against you? Been listening to the Hope Show. Peace and love. And may God bless each and every one.
If I sing but don't have love, I waste my breath with every song I bring. An empty voice, a hollow noise. If I speak with a silver tongue, convince a crowd but don't have love, I leave a bitter taste with every word I say. So let
Standing in the sun, I can only imagine. Forever, forever worship you.